Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav 2-6, and since in the previous Mishnah we were talking about dovecotes, raising pigeons and doves, so this Mishnah goes off topic for a moment, returning to something we had back in Bava Metzia about lost objects. We're saying, what happens if you find a fledgling dove or pigeon, called a squab, and it can't yet fly, it's hopping on the ground. So can you keep it? So we learned over there back in Bava Metzia that it's very simple. If there's no way to identify to whom this object belongs, so then one can keep it. And if there's a reason to identify from where it came, so then, or to whom it belongs, then of course you have a mitzvah hashavas aveda. So our mission is going to say basically that little birds hop around, but only staying in close proximity within 50 amos of their dovecote. And therefore, if the bird is within 50 amos of a dovecote, we assume that's where it came from. And if it's further than that away, then we say someone must have dropped it or something, therefore the person who finds it can keep it. The second part of the Mishnah says, what happens if there's actually two dovecotes within 50 amos of where you found this little squab hopping around? In such a situation, so the governing principle would be what's called rove. The Mishnah does not mention this, but this is how the halacha is, that we say if something gets separated from the rest, the rule is called a parish, meruba parish. We assume that if something got separated, it got separated from the majority condition. So if there was one dovecote that is large, meaning it has numerous birds, and one which is small, meaning it has fewer birds, we assume that the bird that we found on the ground belongs to the bigger group, and we give it back to the owner of the dovecote, the larger dovecote. But assuming that that's not an issue, meaning assume the dovecotes are the same size, each has, let's say, 100 birds, so then rove is no longer useful, and we go to a secondary criterion, which is called karov, proximity. Those words sound similar, rove and karov, but they're no relation etymologically. Rove just means majority, and karov means proximity. So that means that if we found a bird closer to one dovecote than the other dovecote, and the dovecotes are of equal size in terms of population of birds, so then we would give the found bird to the owner of the closer dovecote. If it's really 50-50, meaning first of all the dovecotes are the same number of birds, which is the primary factor, and the bird is found equidistant from both dovecotes, the secondary factor, so then we just divide it 50-50, meaning the value is split between the two people because we have no way for us to determine from where this dove came. So that's basically the whole Mishnah in a nutshell and then some. But inside the Mishnah says nipul. If you have a bird that's a dove that can't fly, hop around the ground near the dovecotes. Hanimta besoch hamishim ama, if it's found within 50 amos of a shovach, of a dovecote, so then harehu shel bal hashovach, then the bird is assumed to belong to the owner of the dovecote, because where else could it have come? And therefore you'll give it back to him. Chutz machamishim ama, if the bird is found at a distance of more than 50 amos from any dovecotes, then harehu shel motzo, then it can be kept by the person who finds it, because whoever lost it has no hope of getting it back. There's Yeush, there's abandonment, there's no requirement to do Hashavas Aveda, therefore he can keep it. Nimtza bein shnei shovachos. If he finds it between two dovecotes, both of which are within 50 amos where the bird was found, and again, the dovecotes are equal size in terms of bird population, so then karav lezeh shalo, karav lezeh shalo. Then whichever of the two dovecotes it's closest to, that's the owner who gets this found bird. Mechta al mechta, if it's exactly in the middle between the two dovecotes, and again the dovecotes are of the same population, so then shnehem yachaloku, then the two owners will divide the value of the bird equally amongst themselves.